Welcome to the Long Coat Mafia podcast, where we not only treat all geeks like family, but we dare to ask strangers, what's your geek?
Hello everyone, welcome to our brand new episode of the Internet's Most Hated Mafia Themed Geek Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. Happy Halloween and sleep be damned, because I'm presenting this episode as soon as Halloween hits. And because it's Halloween, I dug deep into my files and I found something for you. And it is a old episode of Slacker and the Man and their zombie survival guide. Let me put it like this. I'm asking forgiveness, not permission this time around. And this particular episode is one of the earliest zombie survival episodes that they've done. All I have listed for this particular episode is episode 65. And I think the title was Zombie Rehash. But so that being said, as stated, I think in the last Slacker and the Man episode that we put up, there is language, so I'm leaving the E rating on it. And about the only thing I probably, since I haven't really gone through the episode yet, is that I'll probably be taking out any actual licensed, quote unquote, licensed music and putting in Dobbs's Deadpool song. That way it's a little bit more friendly or sharing friendly. But other than that, it's the episode in its entirety, and it's, as you can see, it's about an hour or so long. But again, I'll probably see you for the most on the other side. And I did not, other than the possible middle song, I did not edit anything. So I hope you enjoy it. And this particular episode, let me put, also say this. The last Slacker and the Man episode I put up was, in essence, their retrospective on an episode that the Man and Dobbs did. This, again, this was listed at, in my files as episode 65. And it contains the Man and the original Slacker. For those who are kind of unfamiliar with the show, they went through like two or three Slackers. So therefore, this was the original Slacker. Again, there's language. So I'm going to step back and let that show commence. So take it away.
Attention, radio listeners.
Check this out.
Attention, escuchados de radio.
It's time, yo. It's time.
Featuring Slacker.
This motherfucker is crazy. He's still smoking 3 packs a day. Do you know it's over $6 a pack? That's over $18 a day. That's $126 a week. That's $540 a month, man. That is $6,048 a year. No wonder his girlfriend got him on the show lease. She knows she ain't getting no damn ring out of his money-wasting ass.
The Man.
Hello. I'm the Man. I've been holding you down for years.
Man, I know fish that drink less than that fool.
Remember, you can love zombies, just don't love zombies.
Teacher Bill.
I'll take huge man boobs for 500, Alex.
Hey, pull my finger.
Here we go. We go. Coming to you live from a studio in Central Florida. It's a show that's not afraid to wallow in its own feces along with its listeners. Slackers and the Man.
The Man.
Hey, everybody. The Man here for episode 65 of Slacker and the Man. Now, I had a great episode for you guys. The best episode we've ever done. There was all kinds of crazy shit went on this episode. I had the guys from the Orlando Ghostbusters on with me, or two of the guys from the Orlando Ghostbusters. I had Barker and Scott from the Orlando Ghostbusters. And you can find them online at myspace.com/Orlando Ghostbusters. And it was all, like I said, all kinds of crazy stuff went on. Best episode we've ever done. It would have been outrageous. But somewhere between then and now, the episode got messed up, so I don't have it. And just to give you a little idea of what went on, Barker had a few too many to drink, and Scott and I convinced him to shave his head. Now, we do have a video of that, and that's online. That's on our MySpace now. Go to our video section on our MySpace, and you can see the video of Barker getting his head shaved. And I've even got some pictures from it, and I'll put those up. But instead of leaving you guys with nothing this week, I am going to put up an older episode since we've switched host sites. Some of our older ones aren't up. So this is one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. Slacker was still on the show at this point, and it's our zombie episode. And in it, Slacker and I teach you how to survive an outbreak of the undead. So I give you Zombie Rehash.
Okay, that was bad, but...
That was horrible. That was just horrible.
Welcome to episode 45 of Slacker and the Man.
I'm the Slacker.
I'm the Man, and we have a very special themed episode for you this week. We have our zombie episode, and this one is dedicated to the very beautiful Kylie Nova, which is myspace.com/ Kylie Nova.
Nylikova.
Yes, folks, this episode's going to be all about nothing about zombies.
All about nothing about zombies.
I meant to say nothing but all about and nothing but about zombies.
All about nothing? all about nothing about zombies.
We're a few Hornsby's down at this point, as is par for the course for this
pretty much
show. But, yeah, we're going to do a zombie-themed episode.
Where are we going to start? Are we going to start with our top fives?
You want to start with our top fives?
I actually have a list,
okay,
for one.
Slacker has a list.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Let's do our top five zombie films of all time.
Starting from number one or number five?
Let's start at five. We can either start at five and build our way to the best, or start at the best and build our way to nothing.
Well, it's what we tend to do with this show anyway. Start with the best and build our way to nothing.
We're going to go from five to one.
Okay.
What's your number five, Slacker?
My number five is actually Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary is one of Stephen King's better movies. Mm-hmm. I like it. Now, is this just the first one or both?
No. Just the first one.
Because both are good.
The first one was a lot.
But that was creepy. The zombie baby in Pet Sematary was creepy. The first one was creepy.
Yeah.
And wasn't that Edward Furlong, the dude that played John in T2? Not
was
the baby,
it?
But the older
yeah,
son.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking
I
about.
I want to say it was.
I think it was, actually.
And wasn't the old man that was the neighbor, wasn't that Herman Munster, the guy that played Herman Munster? I can't think of his real name.
Yeah, no.
Pet Sematary.
What's your number five?
My number five is Shaun of the Dead.
Mm.
I love Shaun of the Dead. I know it's a parody and it's a comedy, but you could really tell watching that movie that the guy...
Someone loved
Simon Pegg
movies.
Is a very big Romero fan.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he did it just... Which is, you know, the thing from the beginning, the da 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 da. That's from Shaun of the Dead.
Which you did horribly, by the way.
I did it better just then than we did it the opening
exactly.
of the show. But, yeah, Shaun of the Dead's my number five. I like it. It was a funny movie.
Yeah,
it was
it
a good
was.
Zombie movie, and it was a good parody movie.
Yep.
What's your number four, Slacker?
My number four, probably one of the greatest stupid movies ever, My Boyfriend's Back.
I have seen that movie. Didn't his penis fall off at some point during the movie?
I don't think his penis does.
I thought it did.
I know his ear does. I don't know that his penis does.
I thought his penis fell off.
Maybe
I
it
haven't
does.
Seen it since
Maybe
it first
it does.
Come to
I mean,
video.
He has to eat flesh, otherwise he starts decaying.
It's been a long time
yeah,
since I've seen my boyfriend.
It's been a
back,
while since I've seen it, too. But
I think his penis falls off
it,
in
it
the
might.
Movie.
It might.
My number four is 28 Days Later.
Man.
One of the better recent zombie movies.
You are stealing all of my higher-ups.
28 Weeks Later wasn't bad, but it didn't,
I didn't
hold
like
a,
it as much.
Didn't hold a candle to 28 Days.
Yeah, it just wasn't the same feel at all.
And I'm not a friend... I'm not a fan of British movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my number three was your number five. Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead's a good movie, man.
It just... It's a great... zombie movie, but it's a comedy.
It is. It's funny as hell.
It's you can't call it anything but a comedy. I had a hard time actually considering it a zombie movie because it's such a comedy.
Well, you didn't even think about it till I mentioned it for zombie movies.
Because it's such a comedy.
But it's a full-on zombie
movie.
No,
I know it is. I know it is.
It embodies everything that is a zombie movie.
Yeah, but it's just such a comedy that it's hard for me to consider it a zombie movie.
What are we on, number three?
Yeah.
Mine is the original Night of the Living Dead, the 1968 version of Night of the Living Dead, which is...
That was the first movie where they ate brains.
Ate flesh. They didn't eat brains, they ate flesh. See, the brains the brains thing is a common misconception.
Well, there actually were a few movies where they ate brains. They had to eat
brains. There was a couple B-movies where they did.
Well, there was a relatively mainstream zombie movie where they had to eat brains, but it was also one where they talked.
I can look it up if we need to, but I don't remember which one it is. That was in the 70s. I know what you're talking about.
But, I mean, I've always had my problems with that because it's such a pop culture thing that zombies eat brains.
Right.
It rarely comes up. But let's think about this, though. If zombies eat brains, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They need their brains to survive.
Right.
Self-defeating.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat a zombie's, or you eat someone's brain, you aren't turning them into a zombie.
Well, I mean, you know. Well, it's kind of like that being a pop culture icon that rarely happens. That's kind of like the whole Star Trek, you know, beam me up, Scotty. That was never mentioned
in the
series. No. I mean, that was never said, but that was the catchphrase from the show that everybody remembered.
Yep.
And there was one, what was the famous line from Casablanca that was never said in the movie? Play it again, Sam.
Yeah.
That was never said in the movie.
No.
But that's...
It's like Elementary, my dear Watson.
Did he never say that in it?
Never said in the books.
That was something I...
Never
I
said
I forgot
in the
about
books.
Last episode when we did our movies, geek movies coming in 2009. You know, they're doing a modern, another Sherlock Holmes movie.
Which,
Those tend to be like Robin Hood. They're either really good or really bad.
Mm-hmm. Men in Tights. Best Robin Hood movie ever.
What's your number two zombie movie, Slacker?
My number two zombie movie is the newer, Dawn of the Dead.
Yes. That, which I'm not going to commentate too much on because that's on my list later on.
Amazing, amazing movie. Well, if it's on your list later on, we obviously know it's your number one.
I haven't mentioned my number two.
Well, that's true, but you said later on.
My number two is Land of the Dead, which is the 05, I want to say, 06.
Hold on, let me think about this. Had to be 05.
Yeah, I want to say 05. 05 or 06.
My biggest problem with that was its socio-political commentary was so in the foreground.
But
you didn't even have to think about it.
But the zombie killing was amazing in that movie.
It was.
And Leguizamo was awesome.
Oh, John Leguizamo was amazing in that movie. But I didn't like the fact that the zombies learned.
Well, you know what my favorite part about it was?
What?
Dead Reckoning, the truck. I love that truck, man. That was awesome.
But that
wasn't the first Romero movie where they learned, though.
No, it wasn't. But I'm not a big fan of that.
His original Day of the Dead, remember they had the, what was his name, Bub?
Yeah.
Or Bob or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And The Scientist, that was one that took place in Florida,
mm-hmm.
which the remake of was awful. Romero didn't have anything. But did you see the remake of it? Don't bother.
But I like zombie movies. Okay. I'm not a huge fan of zombie movies.
I am.
This has been stated before. Right. We all know this. But the one thing I do like about zombie movies is the political commentary that they tend to have in the background.
Especially Romero movies.
Yes. Well, I mean...
Other than Land, which is in the foreground.
Romero and zombie movies are synonymous. I mean, let's be perfectly honest here.
He's the grandfather of the modern zombie movies.
Exactly. But Land of the Dead, it was just too much in the foreground for me to enjoy
with the whole
the commentary.
Fiddler's Green and the
It was too much Money Corrupts. I mean that was the entire purpose of that.
Yeah.
I mean you're talking in a post-apocalyptic society, money still matters.
Well, in the Fiddler's Green it did because those people were living before the end
exactly.
of the world.
But that's the thing. He just made it way too much in the foreground in that movie.
Now, to be fair, how many times have you seen Lennon? Was it just the time we saw it in the theater together?
I've seen it a couple other times.
But I like, especially, like I said, the zombie killing. I like the...
It was a great movie.
Yes.
It was. It's just, like I said, one of my favorite things about zombie movies is the political commentary that they tend to have in the background.
But this one was in the foreground.
Exactly.
Now, what's your... Did you already say your number two?
Yeah, I already said my number two. My number two was Dawn of the Dead. Your number two was Land of the Dead.
What's your number one?
My number one is 28 Days Later.
Which was earlier on my list. 28 mm-hmm. Days Later I really liked, which...
Once again, the political commentary. Okay, near the end of the movie... It completely switched.
When they got into the house with the military guys.
Which, okay, I still love the movie.
Yes.
At that point. But it switched from a zombie movie to this, once again, political commentary that was so anti-military.
But see, I like the thing
but
I really...
the entire thing itself was just this commentary on society as a whole.
See, let me sidetrack for just a second.
Sidetrack.
I noticed something, and Kitty and Lantern Rider, y'all need to pay attention because this is about y'all. When I do the episodes with them, you'll get a lot of, what, go ahead, no, you go ahead. If you listen when Slacker and I are doing something, if one of us is on a train of thought, just like right then, we will plow through it and finish our train of thought before, and it doesn't make us mad.
No.
So Kitty and Lantern Rider, and you know, y'all don't hear a lot of that because I cut a lot of it out when I do the episodes with them. If you're on a train of thought, plow ahead.
Just go.
I'll shut up until you're finished, and then we'll continue. But getting back to 28 Days Later. The thing I really liked about it was the most thrilling of the zombie movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it really was.
28 Days Later actually had you on the edge of your seat wondering
what's going to happen. The entire time.
Yes, wondering what's going to happen next. Yeah. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen next?
And oh my God, I'm so glad that they didn't do that alternate ending.
Yes, I've got
the DVD. That alternate ending was such bullshit.
It was. It was twink. It was very twink.
Oh my God, that was such a stupid ending. I would have been so pissed if that was the ending to the movie.
Now, my number one... I know a lot of the hardcore zombie fans don't care for
it. We already know you're going to say Dawn of the Dead because you said it was going to
be... The new Dawn of the Dead. I really liked it because it focused more on the actual characters in the mall. The original Dawn
exactly.
of the Dead was a good movie. But
it
jumped around and it was really slow in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one
focused on the characters so much. And you loved the characters.
Well, see, the thing most...
Even the ones you hated, you loved to hate them.
Most of the thing that the hardcore zombie fans hate on with the new
one... Plus, I mean, come on, they killed a baby.
Well, yeah, a zombie baby again.
Exactly.
Something about zombie babies, I don't know. But the thing most people hated on was the fact that the zombies run.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's really modernizing the zombie movie and making it scarier.
It is.
Because look at your classic horror movies, okay? The old school Dracula and Frankenstein movies are not scary anymore. They're still good movies.
They are. They're amazing.
But they are not horror movies anymore.
They are amazing movies, but they aren't scary.
We're only following the natural progression of things here from, you know, the old school 1968 Night of the Living Dead where you had the shambling zombie and the bug off the tree to...
Let's be perfectly honest, zombies... Their speed would depend on their rate of on their state of decay.
Right.
I mean, if they're a fresh zombie,
they're going to be
pretty much a normal human.
Well, now that being said, you know it doesn't take long for rigor mortis to set in.
No, it doesn't.
And so you're only talking a couple hours for rigor mortis to set in.
That's true. But who says rigor mortis sets in with zombies?
That's true.
We're talking about a state of muscular decay at this point.
And let's face it, the whole scene in the new Dawn of the Dead, where you've got the black guy on one roof and the gun shop on the other.
Oh, that's so amazing!
And they're raising the sign,
Rosie O'Donnell,
yeah.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, that was I love that part.
And then the scene where they went over to try to save him.
Yes.
That was honestly one of the most painstaking scenes to watch.
Now,
you wanted that guy to live.
Have you watched the extras on the DVD for the new Dawn of the
Dead? Yes, I have, where you saw his videos.
I will say the special edition Dawn of the Dead is one of the better DVD extras I've seen out of my DVDs that I own. That
extra right there made love that gun shop owner.
Yes. I can't remember his name.
It made him his own character,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing because, let's be perfectly honest here, Romero movies, until the newer ones, were never good with characters.
No.
Never.
Have you seen the latest Romero movie, Diary of the Dead?
I did not watch
that.
That was done with
a handicap. I've got the download
of it. I don't like
handicap
movies.
You need to watch. Well, and he's got a new one coming out this year, Island of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But
his characters in Dawn of the Dead were just so amazing, and so you actually believed the characters. You loved the characters.
Now, what's going from movies to video games, what's your favorite zombie video game? Just your one favorite.
One favorite. It's obviously in the Resident Evil series, but I'm going to say 4. Resident Evil 4.
Which was 4?
4 was the newer one.
I haven't played 4 yet.
It was a flawless game.
That's on PS2 only, right?
No, that was on a lot of
I thought it was PS2 only. Because it's actually a couple years old at this point.
Yeah,
three or 4 years old.
But no, it was on GameCube too. I know that for a fact. And well, now it's on Wii.
5 comes out later this year, and it's actually going to be
5 looks amazing.
Yes, it does. My
four was just such a great. It was honestly one of the few games that I can call flawless.
Is that the one where Leo goes to Mexico?
Yes.
Is that the,
Yes. Which, to call them zombies is, they weren't the
typical
zombies.
See, I heard that
was
more of a monster game than a zombie game.
It wasn't, though. They were zombies.
My favorite zombie game of all time would have to be Resident Evil 2.
2 was amazing.
I put a lot of hours into
2 was amazing.
That was a big enough game. It was a two-disc game for PS1.
Yes, but 4 was just, I mean, honestly, it doesn't even matter. Even at this point, get it if you can.
See, I need to get that,
Because it was a flawless game.
And, you know, well, and 2, did you play any of the remakes they did for the games on GameCube?
Yes.
Those were amazing.
They were.
They did a very good job remaking those games for GameCube. And Resident Evil 0 was even good, which took place.
Resident Evil 0 was decent.
You had to be Rose for the most part, which sucked.
Resident Evil 0 was decent, but...
Now, did you ever read any of the, which is something else we'll go into. Did you read the novelizations of the games?
I did not.
I've got them all if you ever want to read them.
Probably not.
They're good. And especially because there's ones that take place between the games.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite zombie book of all time is obviously going to be the Zombie Survival Guide.
You can't get away from that.
No, that's a good, as much as there's a lot of things in there that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm. But it's just, to be perfectly honest, though, if you've never thought about a zombie apocalypse,
it's a good guide to go by.
Pick up that book. Because whether it happens or not, it's good knowledge to have.
Now, speaking of that,
let's go to Galactic Chris.
His question in our last episode that we didn't get to was, a zombie invasion has just occurred and is under the early stages of outbreak. What do you do to increase your chances of survival within the first 12 hours?
increase my chances of survival within the first 12 hours, I will tell you the first thing I do.
Wear a cup.
Is come to the mat.
You know what's funny? On a video that Kitty and Nova did, that was Kitty Sega's.
I'll be perfectly honest, it's either come to the man's or go to Texas.
to be honest, and as bad as this is, I'm a big enough zombie fan. Mm-hmm. I have thought about this and planned this out.
Yeah.
Okay. And Slacker knows our space where we camp. You know, we've told you all the stories about us camping before. Mm-hmm. I actually have a survival kit buried out there,
which he still needs to make me a mat for in case he dies initially in the apocalypse.
My first order of business is to gather my friends and loved ones to me because I have the supplies.
Here's the thing.
I have the supplies, ammunition, and firearms to withstand a zombie attack.
Here's the thing. In any type of zombie situation, you are better in a group than you are alone.
You're better in a group of trusted people.
Exactly, but that's the thing. As long as it's people who can take orders...
Right. And see, that's the thing, because I'm going to get the people that are going to be gathered around me... I'm going to get a hold of Slacker if at all possible. If not...
Well, let's be perfectly honest. If you tell me, if it comes down to a situation like that, and you tell me, drop your pants and moon the zombies,
I'll be like, okay, whatever.
I have no clue why you're telling me to do this. But...
My group of people I'm going to surround myself with in the case of this, and Slacker actually, as sad as this may sound, we have already said, you know, if an apocalyptic situation happens, meet at the campsite.
Yeah.
That's our standard. Because
it's a completely understanded thing. I mean,
understood.
That's what I said. Understanded.
But I'm going to have Slacker. If Teacher Bill can make it, he's welcome.
But that's...
But you know, you and your family are more than welcome there. You know, my kids, my parents, Teacher Bill, Slacker.
Yeah.
And if, you know, at this point, in, you know, that I know them, Kitty, Lantern Rider, and even Nova are more than welcome to come.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the supplies. I'm going to load my truck up. Now, what I'm going to load my truck up with...
Now, here's the thing you better understand. You better know how to take orders. And you better not be a dumbass. Because I will shoot you.
Because, see, now, Slacker, I have no doubt that Slacker knows I know what I'm doing in a situation like that.
No,
Slacker
I mean,
is going to do what I say.
Yeah. I mean, like I just said, if you tell me to drop Trow and moon the zombies, I'll be like, I have no clue why you're telling me to do this, but I'll do it.
Now, Teacher Bill, we're going to have to watch, because he's going to question everything I fucking say.
And he'd be shot. I would shoot him, because he is lowering the chance of survival for the rest of the group.
See?
Every question lowers the chance of survival for the rest of the group, and I have no problem with killing someone to increase the chance of survival.
And even my father, you know, I have a lot of respect for my father, but in a situation like that, you know, because of where we work, I'm actually, you know, and something to let y'all in on the man's personal life, I'm actually my father's superior where mm-hmm. we work. In a situation like that, my father has no problem with taking orders. You know, or not orders, but...
Yeah, but following what you said.
My dad knows that I respect him enough. If I tell him to do something, there's a reason I'm telling him to do it.
See, and that's my thing. If you're telling me to do something, there's a reason.
And see, and I know that Kitty and Lantern Rider, I don't know Nova well enough, but I know Kitty and Lantern Rider to know in a situation like that, they would realize that I'm telling them to do this. There's a reason I'm mm-hmm. telling them to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to load up my truck. I've got here at my house, I've got enough MREs for a village of people to live off mm-hmm. of for a year or so.
Not only that, I mean, the sheer ability between the people that you would be gathering.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
Would let them live off
and this
of
makes
the
us
land
sound
for
really,
quite a while.
Really weird, but I have actually trained my core group of friends, which is, mm-hmm. you know, you, Teacher Bill, Jesus Camp, and that's pretty much the three yeah. of y'all. I have trained for that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really strange, but it's
true. Fun to do. It's fun to do.
Well, not only is it fun to do, but it's great skills to have.
Which we've got to get Kitty, Nova, and Lantern Rider to go camping mm-hmm. with us, and we can. I'm more than willing to train them in the right. same skills.
And to be perfectly honest, that's honestly one of my favorite parts of the camping.
Is the
learning
training.
New stuff. Because I mean, to be perfectly honest. I think I've said that like 600 times this episode.
And Kitty's going
to
give you shit. That's going to be the
fine.
New...
To be perfectly honest. Yeah. To be perfectly honest, Kitty, I don't give a fuck. I love learning. My life goal, if I could...
Learn everything possible.
Well, no. It would just be to be a professional student.
That would be nice. If you could have the monetary means to
exactly.
do so...
I would love to just go to school. Just for the sake of learning, not for the grades, not for the career that comes afterwards, just go to school to learn.
But
I love learning.
As far as the, you know, teaching people things, and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but when it comes to things like that, I'm a good teacher.
You are.
I can make you learn things without
As long
making...
as the people actually listen, unlike Jesus Camp, who doesn't listen when you say not to put the scope onto your eye.
He's good at listening at certain things. But, I mean, I'm decent at teaching you how to do something without making you feel stupid because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we would go to our campsite, which has shelter, has fresh water, without having to have a mechanical means, you know.
Until Teacher Bill's pisses in the water.
Well, you know, there's still a natural waterway close by
true.
That we can draw from, but, and as far as firearms and ammunition,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. Like I said, it's either go to the man's house or go to Texas.
But, now, what would be, you know, you've shot most of my arsenal at this mm-hmm. point. Not all of it, but most of it. What would be your weapon, your firearm of choice in a zombie outbreak? You have two. You need your sidearm and your primary
yes.
arm. What would be your weapons of choice?
The Mini 14 mm-hmm. as my primary arm.
Which, and for people that don't know, it's a assault rifle. It's a, you know, along the lines M16,
yeah.
M15, but mine's mm-hmm. tricked out. You know, got the special stock and magazines
I mean,
and all that
stuff. To be perfectly
good stuff.
Honest, the Mini 14 is my primary weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Your 9mm Glock would be my sidearm.
See, that's where you're going to have trouble.
I understand that. It's just a reliable...
Actually, I would let you use that because you're comfortable with it.
It's a reliable weapon and I'm comfortable with it. I don't have to worry about it jamming unless Jesus Camp loads it.
Yeah, all right. Now...
And, I mean, it's just... There's nothing like a Glock.
A Glock is...
Anyone who's fired any handguns... and has fired a Glock, will understand what I'm saying. There's just nothing like a Glock.
A Glock is a fine shooting firearm.
Yes.
It's easy to take care of.
Exactly.
It doesn't break down.
No.
And it's, you know, it's a sturdy, well-made mm-hmm. firearm. Mine, now, and people have to
See,
understand.
But here's the thing. You have more experience with your sidearms.
Right.
And you have a preference. You know your sidearms.
And see, people have to understand, my specialty is handguns.
And what the other thing people have to understand is every single gun, especially when it comes to handguns, has its own personality.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know that sounds so fucking
guns
strange.
Are, and to relate it to something most people will understand, guns are like cars.
Yeah, they are. But especially handguns. Rifles... Right. Yes,
no,
to a degree.
All guns are like that.
To a degree, but handguns are more so.
Now, what would be your melee weapon of choice?
An aluminum baseball bat.
And that's not a bad weapon.
It's just something that's not going to dull on you. It's not going to break on you.
That's true.
It's not something I'm going to take into a giant group of zombies.
Right.
But if there's one or two or three
the
zombies...
The ultimate goal is to not get in a giant group
exactly.
of zombies. Which, where we
exactly.
were going, where we're talking about going, our campsite... There's not going to be, because, I mean, your nearest residence to there is 5 miles from
exactly.
there.
Exactly. By the time there's a large group of zombies, we'll be gone.
Or would have made our stand there and
well,
fortified our position.
And died.
No, I'm not dying, sir. I can live out the rest of my life there happily. Thank
yeah.
you.
A large group of zombies comes and surrounds you from all sides, you're fucked.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not if we fortified our position.
It would take a lot of fortification.
No, I can do it.
Well, I don't disagree. It would take a
but
lot of preparation.
In a remote enough area that mm-hmm. that is, we would have ample time to do that.
Yes,
before
that is completely true, especially in that grove.
Mm-hmm.
All of those trees to provide fortification. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
now for my weapons. My primary sidearm would be it's a Ruger Vaquero, is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 357 Magnum revolver.
Yeah. Which doesn't surprise me because you are a handgun guy.
I'm a handgun guy, and
you
that's...
don't you aren't rifles.
People have to understand me to understand this. I'm a weapons guy.
Yes,
I'm going to have a brace of weapons
yeah,
on me wherever I go.
And
I do
be,
now.
And to be perfectly honest, to be there, I go again.
Yeah, right.
I, for the sake of the group. Would be the shotgun guy. If it came down to that...
Well, see, now I'm going to... See, my weapons. Okay, let me...
I would honestly carry your assault shotgun.
Well, see, you've already said the Mini 14.
That's fine, though. But if Teacher Bill was there, he'd want the Mini 14. And let's be perfectly honest, the Mini 14 is the only gun I would trust Teacher Bill with.
No. I would give Teacher Bill the 10/22.
The 10/22 would work, too. Okay, if Jesus Camp was there, he'd want the Mini 14.
Mine would be...
As long as you don't put a scope on it.
I would carry my 357 revolver. I would carry my...
I trust myself enough with a shotgun. I don't trust many other people with the shotgun, though.
I've got a sawed-off pump shotgun. Not the assault one, the other one.
See, I've never seen your sawed-off pump shotgun.
I would tote that. I would have... I have a 357 lever-action rifle,
mm-hmm.
which is the same chamber as my...
Exactly.
Revolver, and I would tote that. And my backup weapon would be my battle axe. I've got
your battle axe.
Actually, I've been one of my new.
See, to be perfectly honest, actually, now that I think about this, my melee weapon would be my bow staff, my quarter staff that I have.
Well, see, in one of the
it's
always
six
you can
feet.
Yeah,
so I'm relatively practiced with it.
Right. And even
and
if
I
you
trust
lose,
it.
Even if you lose a quarterstaff, you can
exactly.
always make a new one
exactly.
out of a tree, a broom handle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But I'm practiced with it.
And
is
my,
the thing.
You know,
I know how to use it.
My thing in life is I've always got a new weapon I want to pick up and learn.
Mm-hmm.
My newest one I want to pick up and learn is a tomahawk.
Oh, see, I've actually played with tomahawks before.
So have I.
Oh, they are amazing.
And they actually make Black Hawk, which is makes
mm-hmm.
a lot of tactical stuff.
Yeah.
They make a tactical tomahawk for law enforcement. I think I'm actually going to get that instead of the traditional one I was showing you here a couple
mm-hmm.
months back. I'm going to get the tactical tomahawk and pick
That's
it up.
Awesome,
and
man.
That way I can tote it at work.
Uh-huh.
That would be my backup weapon.
Isn't that... Why would you carry that at work? Wouldn't it be considered,
Well, everybody carries a melee weapon. Most guys...
Well, that's true, but typically it's the ASP.
Well, no. Most of our tactical guys carry a K-bar knife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's... You know, the ASP is the regular duty...
Yeah.
...thing, which I towed an ASP
on my
tactical,
I mean, let's be perfectly honest,
too.
Though. In what situation are you going to need a tomahawk where an ASP wouldn't work?
It's more for... The tomahawk is not more for defending yourself against
it's
a person.
It's more as a utility.
It's a tool for gaining entry
okay.
and whatnot
okay.
like
Makes
that.
Makes sense.
But, yeah, I... Hold on, I got something I want to share with y'all. I haven't tried that with a new mic. We'll see how that works.
That's going to turn out pretty loud, I have a feeling. How did it sound in the headphones?
Oh, it was nice. But basically, I'm going to gather my clothes. And, you know, Kitty, Landon, Ryder, Nova, y'all should feel privileged. Y'all are included in my little group of people.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a...
it's pretty elite group that's going to surround themselves there.
I mean, we are a... I don't know that I'll say a well-trained unit. We aren't an elite trained unit.
I am well-trained and...
We aren't an elite-trained unit, though. We're a decently trained unit.
After a couple of weeks of being there with nothing else to do, y'all would be. I would have y'all in tip-top shape.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we could...
By the way, you and me need to go shooting more. I mean, we just need to go out and go shooting.
We do. Well, it's expensive. It is. Is the thing, you know. Ammo is expensive.
I have a job at this point, though.
Well, that's true. We need another camping trip.
That being said, you're 22. We can shoot all day for nothing.
That's true. I got to get another 22 pistol, so we'll have a handgun we can fire all day long. And
yeah. I need to get a pistol anyway, so I might just pick up a 22 pistol.
Being a...
Because to be perfectly honest, a 22 pistol or a 9mm pistol...
Which 9mm is not that expensive.
If I'm going to pump something into someone, it's not going to matter. They're going to be dead.
Which...
Whether it's a 22 or a 9. Okay, now if it's a 45, one shot to the chest and they're dead.
If somebody wants to pick up some guns for zombie survival and don't know anything about guns...
A 22 is a perfect weapon as long as you can aim.
Hold on.
As long as you can aim.
Let me preface this. From a small arms and close quarters combat expert, which I'm fully certified in, be glad to show my certification to anybody that doesn't believe me. If you want to pick up guns that would be ideal for home defense as well as zombie defense, I'm going to recommend two guns.
Okay.
Your first gun is going to be a Ruger 10/22 rifle.
Yes.
The rifle itself stock is about $120.
Yeah.
22 ammo, you can get 600 rounds for $10.
It's cheap.
You can get stocks for a 10/22 to make it into any gun you can imagine, from an AR-15, an MP5.
And you can find the gun you are most comfortable with.
And you can put that stock on it and make that gun that. And magazines for it, 30-round magazines run you about $10. You can even get a 50-round magazine for a 100-round drum magazine for about $60.
Which, I mean, a 100-round drum magazine...
It's going to jam a lot, I can tell you that.
Yes, it will.
With a 22, there's not enough power to pump every round through. But on a headshot with zombies...
But it's a dangerous thing in a zombie situation. A jammed gun is a dangerous thing.
Not if you're trained. If you're trained, you know how to clear your jam properly.
Yes, that's true.
Because do you not know... Could you not clear your jam in just a couple of seconds?
I could.
Because
I've trained you. Teacher Bill couldn't.
No, but I've trained you and you've listened enough. And for a handgun, I would recommend a Glock 17, which is a 9mm Glock. You can get it. It comes with a 17-round magazine.
That's the thing right there. Glock. If my 22 jams, there's a zombie right on top of me.
You got your Glock.
That 22 is being dropped and my Glock is coming out. I do not have to worry about the Glock jamming. I don't have to worry about a misfire. I don't have to worry about
shit. Now, the Glock is more expensive than the 10/22.
It is.
You're looking for a brand new one, you're looking at about
$600. But you're talking about survival.
Yeah. Used, you're looking at about $350. Brand new, you're looking at about $600.
But that being said, it's still a Glock. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of miscare to fuck up a Glock.
Even that.
I mean, if you find a Glock that is in horrible shape, I would be amazed.
Which, all my guns are in tip-top shape. So, you know, you...
But like I said, to find a Glock that's in horrible shape...
It's still going to work.
Yeah, but... Glocks take so little care to keep them in good shape.
Exactly. A little bit of oil goes a long way without even cleaning the Glock.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I would recommend a 10/22.
I mean, you bury that thing and it will still work.
It's the AK-47 of handguns. Yes. I would recommend a Glock 17 and a Ruger 10/22 for anybody that wants to buy a zombie firearms kit.
Never go automatic. Never go automatic. Especially in a zombie survival kit.
Even semi-automatic is dangerous if you're not trained, because you're going to be tempted to spray and pray.
Exactly. Which, spray and pray is a horrible thing.
Which is one of the things I really agreed with the zombie survival guide on, is they recommended a lever-action rifle. Because it's
Which is amazing. It makes you calm. It makes you think
about
what you're doing.
It makes you take your time between shots is what it does.
Otherwise, you're fucked.
And you can get a 22 or a 22 Magnum in a lever-action. A 22 lever-action is going to hold about 12 rounds. I've got one. Y'all shot that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make you take your time within round. And that's the one actually Teacher Bill's done the best with, is that lever-action rifle.
Never give Teacher Bill a shotgun.
No, he's not so good with a shotgun. A rifle, he's damn good with.
A rifle, he's amazingly good with. I think it's because of the way he stands.
Well, see, the rifle is the most difficult firearm to shoot.
For you?
Well, for anybody, a rifle is the most difficult because there's so much that goes on that can affect your shot.
It's true.
And there's so much that goes on that can affect your shot.
But I think the thing about it that makes Teacher Bill so good about it
is he's so big, he's got a good stable base.
He doesn't have to... He's intimidated by the other guns. He's intimidated by a handgun, and he's intimidated by a shotgun.
That's true. I can see
with
that.
With a rifle, he just, for some reason, doesn't get intimidated.
That's true. I can see that.
And intimidation is a huge thing when it comes to firing a gun. If you're intimidated by the gun you're firing, you are going to suck.
See, this episode's got me in the mood to go camping again, man. We've got to go camping. And
this episode just has me in the mood to go shooting.
And, well, that's part of camping. It is. The first half of camping. Yeah. But, yeah, and like I said, we've got to get our extended cast out there, which is our Orlando crew. That's what we need to start calling them instead of Kitty Lando.
The Orlando crew.
The Orlando crew.
There's a couple other people we could add to that, too, though, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. There's a couple other people we could invite. I know for a fact that Kitty, Lantern Rider, and Nova would show up.
Well, I just mean Orlando crew in general. Aren't there a couple other people who live in Orlando that are?
You know who else we could invite camping?
Who?
Bert the Stormtrooper.
Bert the Stormtrooper.
I'm sure he would love the shit out of that. I really like Bert the Stormtrooper. We need to get... He's been after us for 6 months now to come record at his place. We've got to do it.
It's so fucking hard to do, though.
If you
with our schedules are so hard to get to correlate anyway.
Just between the two
now.
Of us.
Yeah.
Which, if you'll go on our MySpace, which is myspace.com/slackerandaman, look on our top friends list. The Batman that's on there is Bert the Stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
He's known as Bert the Stormtrooper / Puerto Rican Batman.
Yeah.
We've got to get out to his place to record at some
point.
Yeah, we do. What else can we do zombified on this episode, Slacker? Now, you had something you wanted to
bring up. We never really talked about what
we
would do in the first 12 hours of...
My first 12 hours is gathering my people and getting to the place. Once we get there, would be setting up, which I've got tents.
Okay, but here's the thing. Would you raid stores, anything...
I don't have to.
There's nothing. But there's nothing you would go for in those first 12 hours?
No, I've got everything I need.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need?
Everything I need,
I've got. You feel that you are perfectly set up?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, can you argue with me?
I can't, but I don't really know.
Have we ever been
camping
and me not have several hundred, if not a thousand, rounds of ammo for every gun there?
No, I suppose that's true.
And that's just pulled from the shelves in my office.
Yeah, and we typically actually go shopping for our ammo first, and then it's like, oh, shit, we ran out of that? Okay, well, we're still fine.
But, honestly, there's nothing I would really have to prepare for. I mean, we've got MREs to hold us over for what we can't kill and find on our own, you know?
Which, in that grove, wouldn't be hard.
And I'm well... skilled enough in what we can and can't eat from the land that we would be fine.
And that's the thing. I mean, survival from the land is actually relatively easy if you aren't a complete dumbass.
If you have somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if you don't have somebody who knows what they're doing, if you think about
it
logically...
Use common sense.
Exactly. Well, common sense isn't so common.
Well, but...
it's actually a relatively easy thing.
Now, we were talking about earlier, as far as entertainment goes, we could bring books.
Yeah.
I know you said something about an e-book reader, but just as far as hard copies, what books would you absolutely want there so you could read at your leisure? Hard copies of books.
This is going to...
The Zombie Survival Guide's a given.
Well, okay. This is going to sound bad, but poetry.
I hate poetry.
I love poetry.
I hate poetry. The only poetry I've ever been able to read and enjoy it has been Poe.
And see, that's so funny that you mentioned that, because Poe, while being one of the most macabre motherfuckers in the world, is also considered one of the premier European romanticists.
You remember how I mispronounced macabre when we first started recording?
Yes.
I used to say macabre.
Yes. But Poe is one of the premier European romanticists.
He was American, wasn't he?
No.
He lived in America. He moved to America later in life because he died in America.
There you go.
But I would have to say my books, I would have to have hard copies of there. I'm going to bring a Bible. I mean, I know that's not you, but...
That's fine. I understand that. Everyone needs their belief in something.
I'm going to have my Bible. As far as...
It would be entertaining.
As far as other books that I would have to have there, I don't know. That's a hard one for me.
To be perfectly honest, living off the land that way...
I think I would...
I would have to have some Hemingway with me.
I would have to, and this is going to sound strange, but you got to think, my kids are going to be there. So, mm-hmm. I've got to think for them. I would have to bring my novelizations of Star Wars, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, that way...
Just so that they could see the movies without actually seeing the
right.
movies.
Do you remember, did you ever watch Reign of Fire?
Yes.
Remember where they were acting out Star Wars uh-huh. for the kids on there?
Yep.
That would so be us.
It was. that would be us.
But I would have to bring my Star Wars novelizations of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And I would probably throw some of the others that, you know, some of the ancillary Star Wars stuff in there.
You know?
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, Where the Red Fern Grows. That's a definite. But, you know, we have the radio screenplays of Star Wars at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I haven't picked them up?
Why?
Do you know how expensive they are?
Very expensive. I have a New Hope.
For episode 4, 5, and 6, which we have at the store.
Like $80?
$85.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever listened to the radio dramatization?
Yes, I have.
They're very good.
They are. They're amazing.
And you know who did most of the voices for the Holy Trilogy on those?
Who?
John Cleese.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. Him and... no, I'm sorry. Not John Cleese. Lithgow. John Lithgow.
Lithgow. Okay.
Not John Cleese. John Lithgow.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, Lithgow. He did the voice of Yoda and several others in the radio dramatizations of them. Now, you know, we were talking about, you know, as far as entertainment goes, we could actually get a couple of iPods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Load what we wanted on them. And have a crank generator to power the iPods mm-hmm. to watch at our leisure. What movies would you want to make sure you had on those?
Holy Trilogy, at least.
I would have all 6. I mean, that's just to have the
completion.
Well,
like I said, Holy Trilogy, at least.
Which, you know, we could get a couple of 80-gig iPods and have plenty of stuff on them.
That's true.
Have a couple for music and a couple for movies mm-hmm. and have plenty of stuff on them.
I, to be perfectly honest, this sounds cheesy as hell. I would have to have Buffy and Angel.
Yeah, those could work. And you're talking about 60 gigs
and Firefly, Serenity.
Yeah, Firefly and Serenity would have to be on there.
Kevin Smith.
His movies.
Jersey Trilogy, Dogma, and Jay and Silent Bob.
Let's see. I wouldn't include any zombie movies at that point.
No, it would just that would just be too.
Now,
what's the word I'm looking for here? Wrong.
Real? Now, would we take our old episodes of Slacker and the Man?
What the fuck are you talking about? We'd be recording new episodes of Slacker and the Man.
What would be your hardest thing to give up if we were to have to go into that situation? Something we couldn't readily provide. Would it be tobacco? That would be my hardest, would be tobacco.
Oh, God, yes. That would be so hard for me to give up.
Which we could grow our own, but that would take time and, you know...
We could.
Time and effort and resources we may not have to give to that.
And even then, it wouldn't be the amount of nicotine we're used to because we wouldn't be putting the chemicals in it.
There's not all the additives to it.
Exactly.
But it's something we could grow used to.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, for the first week, I would be shot without my cigarettes.
Which, and you ask if I would raid the stores. That would be the one thing I don't have an ample supply of. I would have to
cigarettes.
Raid would be, well...
Tobacco in general.
Tobacco in general. Because I don't smoke. I only smoke basically when we drink, which is normally when I'm recording.
Record.
You know, other than that, I use smokeless tobacco, mm-hmm. which I would raid the shit out of before I went
and
out.
See,
there.
I can't dip.
But, that would be the hardest thing for me to give up, that it wouldn't be readily available,
uh-huh.
would be tobacco.
Yeah.
Alcohol I can actually do without.
I could do without alcohol. It would... I honestly think, to be perfectly honest...
I wouldn't go through any withdrawal symptoms.
To be perfectly honest, Kitty.
That was loud as hell, by the way.
That's cool. I figure it's the 17th time I've said it. I might as well. alcohol, I think, would give me that little calm edge.
Which we could... Alcohol is easy enough to produce.
Let's face it. I mean, we don't have the materials out at the Grove right this second to produce this still.
Sure we do.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
Trying to think.
Think about the pump. That pump's going to be
useless. Yeah, I guess that pump could easily be turned into a still.
That pump's going to be useless once the diesel runs out.
That's true. We could easily turn that into a still. And let's be perfectly honest here, you can make vodka out of anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Potatoes are easy to grow.
You can make vodka out of coal.
There's a pack of different seeds.
The only thing that would be hard is, you know, filtering it.
The survival kit I have buried at the campsite actually has seeds.
We need to make some Mudder's milk.
Mudder's milk. But did you hear what I said there?
Yes.
It has seeds and various seeds of fruits, vegetables, and whatnot like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can make a still out of that easily if we needed alcohol.
We really could now that I'm thinking about it. That would not be hard to make a still out of that pump.
I'm telling you, I've thought about all this and planned all this way in advance.
By the way, just a question. How far are we into this episode?
We are 45 minutes in, sir.
That's it. Holy shit. Why are these feeling so long?
I don't know. The last one felt like we went forever and we only went about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, what else? What else would we need other than weapons and basic survival supplies? What would we need for... going out there. I mean, other than, you know, like I said, weapons and basic survival supplies.
That's females.
That's basic survival supplies.
Females are basic survival supplies?
Absolutely. Okay. For me, they are.
I'm not disagreeing. I just wanted to say. Just wanted to put it out there to make sure. Cigarettes.
Basic survival supplies.
They really are.
But is there anything else you just absolutely couldn't do without out there?
Porn.
iPods. 80-gig iPods with movies. We'd have to include some porn.
Pasta.
Pasta would be hard to reproduce. I don't know how to make pasta.
You don't know how to make pasta? It's actually really easy.
Well, I know how to put water on, you know, the pasta and do, but I don't know how to
fabricating pasta. It's actually relatively easy.
It's nothing I've ever really had to do or plan for.
Yeah, getting the supplies for it would be a little hard. That's the only thing I can think of is in a long-term situation, becoming a self-sustaining group.
See,
you would have to grow some kind of grain.
Well, there is both wheat and barley seeds in my survival kit that's buried out there.
Okay, well, that would help. That being said, neither wheat or barley grows very well in Florida.
It can be grown.
It can
in
be
small
grown.
Quantities,
it can be grown, but yeah. Neither grows very well in Florida.
But it can
and that
be
being
grown.
Said, have you ever had bread made from barley?
No.
It's disgusting.
But it will keep you alive.
Exactly. It will.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as alcohol goes, like we were talking earlier, if we were to limit ourselves on it, you know, not drink
we could take enough out there. Beer can be made pretty easily.
Any kind of alcohol can be made easily. Like we said, distill could be made from
that. But, I mean, we wouldn't even need a still. I mean, we're talking ancient Egyptians made beer.
If we're growing fruit, you can make wine easy. All you do is...
Yeah, but me and wine just don't mix.
But if that's all you've got, and that's what's readily available, you'd become a wino pretty quickly.
I wouldn't become a wino. Would not become a wino.
But... well, and what we want you, the listener, to do, hopefully you've enjoyed this zombie episode of Slacker and a Man. We want to hear what your plans are. What are your zombie survival plans?
We do want to hear this.
Let us know.
It's very important to us.
MySpace.com/Slacker and a Man or Slacker and a Man at Hotmail.com or join the forums and let us know at www.slackerandaman.ning.com.
Yep.
And do not forget, we are going to be at MegaCon, February 27th, 28th, and March 1st. We will be there all 3 days. And don't forget that on the 28th, that Saturday night, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., we will be at the backstage bar at the Rosen Plaza Hotel in Orlando with the Tampa Bay Ghostbusters for their afterlife party, which is going to be hosted by Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to...
Motherfucking Beetlejuice.
It's a $5 cover charge. They're going to have special drink specials all night, especially on the Slimers and the juicer drinks. They're going to have they're going to have contests all night with prizes. Minnie Vicious and her Go-Cat Goes are going to be there. They're going to have a live band and DJ entertainment playing the best of the 80s and 90s and geek tracks. So we're going to party Friday night. That's going to be mentioned later once we solidify plans. That's going to be the full-on Slacker and the Man. And then Saturday night, we're going to be at the Afterlife party at the backstage at the Rosen Plaza Hotel. So if you want to get with us, meet us there. And for episode 45 of Slacker and the Man.
I'm the Slacker.
I'm the Man, and,
Cockball shitface.
Crude but effective.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Everyone must please, not panic.
This is the Captain. We have a little problem with our entry sequence, so we may experience some slight turbulence and then explode.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that kind of classic episode of Slacker and the Man. I hope you learned something from it as well. I just wanted to do something different, something special for all of you for Halloween. I know there was profanity in it. Sorry, not sorry. Again, I know that I wanted to give you something different than... a rehash. We will be doing more kind of retrospectives and rehashes. Yes, this is a rehash, and it's kind of follows the same kind of format as the last time, because I didn't realize that this in itself was a Slacker and the Man retrospective in upon itself, because I don't have anything earlier than episode 65. So, therefore... please forgive me. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, especially in regards to zombie survival, if you have your own zombie survival tips and tricks, please leave them in the comments down in the... Well, let me put it like this. There's two ways you can leave a comment. One is going to our Facebook page and leaving a comment in the pinned post. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/... The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, or going to our website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And let me just say, The Long Coat Mafia is all one word, and it does include the word the. And you're able to leave a comment there. And yes, you heard in this episode from Slacker the Man, the aspect of MySpace, and for those folks out there, or I should say those youngins out there, MySpace was this social media platform that existed prior to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and all that fun jazz. So I'll try to leave a lot of the links for Slacker and the Man down below in the show description. You could also, speaking of social media, that's kind of not defunct, but most people tend to use it still. As I said, we do have a Facebook page. It is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. We do have an email. Our email is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. You can also send us a comment. While you're on Facebook, please hit that like button. And if you like the content we put out on Facebook, please like that too. Tells Facebook algorithms that we should be showing up in your feeds a little bit more. I must say, our recent video at Encore or whatever it was. I'm tired. I need to go to sleep. I had a long day at work. I got to go to work tomorrow. We'll be going back to do another video with them. We also have Instagram. Our Instagram handle is Long Coat Mafia. While you're there, hit that follow button. You can leave us a direct message or leave a comment in one of the most current posts. We'll get around to it. Next up, you can also DM us or follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Long Coat Mafia as well. We're trying to post up more that way. We do have the aspect of a Twitch account now that we have our internet back here at the safe house. Our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/Long Coat Mafia Pod, I think it is. I got to look it up. We also have a TikTok. We've been posting up videos there and some quickie videos. We do have a YouTube channel. You have to search for The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is the only channel that comes up, or else you get some weird, nasty stuff. But our stuff is not nasty. It might be weird. But let's see. What else? Let me put it like this. Oh, by the way, if you want to see, hear some new Slacker and the Man content, please email us or leave messages in the comments down below saying you want to hear new stuff instead of the old stuff, and we'll bug Dobbs and have Dobbs bug the man, and hopefully schedules will collide and this whole pandemic will go by and we'll get a brand new episode. Speaking of brand new episodes and all that fun jazz, if you want to listen to us on a desktop, a laptop, computer, you're able to do so by going to, once again, our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. All our episodes from episode Beta 01 to this current episode are up on the website. You could stream them on the website, download them, and listen to your player of choice. Or you can listen to us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's being called these days. Stitcher Radio, Spotify, what else? Amazon Music. I think we're on a few others. Let's see. Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Amazon Music, iTunes. That's about it for NL main website. That's about it for that aspect. All links are in the description down below. As for if you want to listen to us on the go and you do have a mobile device, which most of you do have, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music. Normally, I would say Google Podcasts, but again, we're having issues, so stick to at least Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Those are the at least the big three that we're kind of pushing right now. If you do want to get us through the, you're still able to get us through the website as well, but you need the Podbean app to download us. That being said, feel free to download the Podbean app and bookmark our website on your desktop or laptop computer. That way, if something does happen with like iTunes or Spotify or so forth and so on, you're still able to get our episode. And I want to say that's it about for now. Again, the reason why this episode is right now up this early is so that way we have some space between now and Tuesday, because we're kind of doing an election day special. Hopefully, if there's time, we could get somebody in for a guest. So that being said, I'm gonna head on out, catch some Z's, and I'll see you all on probably Tuesday. So take care. Good night.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia themed geek podcast.